One of the things, and you may have touched on this, but I think we need to reiterate it again, is seniors are a group that is obviously at risk, but they're not the only ones at risk, right?
No, they're not the only ones. Anyone with chronic diseases, particularly chronic lung diseases or impairments of the immune system, there are some studies that indicate that people with high blood pressure and diabetics are at increased risk. And so the risk is also very much age related. There are a small number of young people that can do badly with this, but the chance of doing badly increases with age and gets really significant into the 70s and 80s.
And obviously that's the main concern, but people who are still, you know, 25 years old, normally a healthy adult, it's not like this is just a common cold, they're just going to beat this thing.
In the majority of cases, they will beat it, but we have to interrupt the transmission through society. That's why schools are closed. Children are very efficient at passing viruses from one to another in the school environment. They take it home, infect their mothers, fathers, grandparents, and that's when bad things happen, when everybody gets this at once. You've probably heard this phrase over and over again, that we're trying to flatten the curve. If we prevent a large number of transmissions, we can stop the number of people that are getting this virus at the same time, and delay the acquisition at the very least with our social distancing, so that our healthcare system does not become overwhelmed. We don't have the capacity for hundreds of people to receive ICU care in our community. That's just not possible. We don't have that many personnel, beds, equipment, and that sort of thing. So we have to make sure that the curve is flattened enough, which so that our healthcare system is not overwhelmed. And everyone can do their part by taking these social distancing rules very, very seriously, not aggregating in groups, keeping away from sick people, keeping away from crowds, a meter distant from everyone, washing your hands all the time. It's basically direct contact from hands to face to lungs, and also droplet spread from people coughing and sneezing. And I would like to clear up for your listeners, it's not airborne. It doesn't travel long distances. It's people that are fairly close, within a meter or two, coughing and sneezing droplets of respiratory secretions. That's how it's transmitted. So you don't need a mask when you're walking around outside. Masks are for people to contain this to themselves if they have to go through a corridor or something like that for a short time.
Just had a text come in. Somebody wants to know, if you have it once, can you catch it again?
People wouldn't recover, and most people do, if they didn't have an immune response. And that's true of just about any infection. If you don't have an immune response to it, you would never recover. So we know people do recover from this, in the majority of instances, in fact. But we don't know how long that immunity lasts. And the other coronaviruses that we deal with, which are not nearly as serious as this one, I mean, some of them are. SARS is serious, MERS coronavirus, very serious. But we don't know how long the immunity lasts, but it's enough to see the infection peak and then go away. So that's what we're hoping to see here. And exactly how long that lasts, we don't know, but it certainly will stop people from being reinfected over the short and hopefully the medium term. And I am very hopeful that within months, not years, months, we'll have a vaccine to this that will really put the nail in the coffin of this awful virus.